Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Weekend kickoff are rolling on here at the Treasure Chest Casino. I know everybody's favorite segment right now, Mike. Pick six.
Our favorite segment.
I was going to say, we go over our selections. Charlie, it has not been pretty for us this season.
20 games in, gentlemen, we have one person with a winning record, and that is Bobby at 12-8. Last week, man, like a couple things really didn't go our way. The Georgia game, for instance, against Tennessee, Georgia wins, but they don't cover because they only win it by 3 points in overtime. That didn't work out. Florida gets the pick six, and even though LSU's offense didn't look very good, they don't cover the 7.5-point spread that everybody had picked. And then the Saints, you know, they lose by 5, but they don't cover the 3. So it just wasn't a good week for us. I go 2-5. Mike, you went 2-5. Steve and Bobby both go 3-4 in our pick 7 edition. So we're going back to the basics, guys. I'm tired of this pick 7 stuff. It has not been working out, even though there's been a lot of really good games. This week, it's a little bit of a lighter slate, so it made sense to go back to just, you know, regular pick 6. And college, guys, we got a few really good matchups. The first one I'm going to throw at you is maybe a preview of the Big 12 championship game in a couple months. We'll see what ends up happening. Number 17, Texas Tech at number 16, Utah. Actually, before we get to that, let me actually reset the standings. As I mentioned, Bobby's the only one with a winning record. He's 12-8. Mike is 10-10. He's in second place. Steve is 9-11. I am 8-12. So I'm sitting in last place here, guys. I really got to pick it up. But all it takes is 1 week. All it takes is one good week. So we'll get to it. As I mentioned, Texas Tech at Utah, guys. The Utes are 2.5-point favorites at home. Bobby's going with Utah, likely because they're at home, and, I mean, it's a tough place to play. I'm going with Texas Tech. And, Mike, I remember we interviewed Tim Brando before the season started, and Texas Tech was one of those sneaky teams for him entering the year that not many people were talking about. Everyone kind of brings up the Big 12 and says it's really anyone's game because there's all these teams that are just solid, not great necessarily. I mean, these are probably two of the best teams in the Big 12. Give me Texas Tech. Because even if they lose this game, I got a feeling, guys, this is going to be a really, really tight matchup in Utah.
Styles make a fight, just like a football game. I know what Whittingham can do. I'm going to be like Hebert. I'm going to go with Utah.
Yeah, Charlie, you're the only one on the Texas Tech side. I'm rolling with the Utes as well. I think it's going to be a tight one, but I think they end up pulling this out. I'm going with I feel like Utah's defense will end up saving the day at the end, although Texas Tech's offense I know is dangerous out there.
Best team money can buy.
Show me the money, guys. I mean, that's a $28 million NIL pool that they spent on this roster. So they built this defensive line. It's going up a real good Utah offensive line as well, guys. But even if they lose, I feel like this could be a really, really tight game. So hopefully Texas Tech can come through for me and get me out of the kind of cellar here in the standings. Up next, we got an SEC matchup, number 22, Auburn, at number 11, Oklahoma. OU, 6.5-point favorites at home. Bobby's taking OU. I am following suit and rolling with John Mateer. It is just that simple, guys. I remember we talked about the Sooners, I think it was, 2 weeks ago when they had played Michigan, and we really liked Mateer. Mateer has shown me nothing to make me not pick Oklahoma in this matchup. I know there's some revenge factor with Auburn quarterback, but give me OU minus 6.5 as well.
You wanted to say something about the previous game?
Yeah, I'm going to say it now. The two tackles for Utah both have chances to be first-round picks. Okay, and Texas Tech spent a lot of money on edge rushers.
Yeah.
But, okay, Utah says, okay, that's fine. I got two guys that can block you. That's what's to watch for, Utah, Texas Tech. How the Utah offensive tackles handle the two edge rushers for Texas Tech.
Gotcha.
I'm going with Oklahoma. I just think Mateer is a cut above at quarterback. Their defense is really good. Got a lot of young players on that squad that they've recruited. Got a lot of experience. Auburn got to prove it to me.
Yeah.
And Jackson Arnold, he's a good runner. I don't know how good of a passer he is. He never impressed me as a passer. Mateer, he's upper level. As far as a passer.
I'm with you with Auburn needing to prove it to me as well. I haven't seen enough of it. I think this is a clean sweep from all of us, Charlie. Everyone's going Oklahoma.
Clean sweep for the Sooners, guys. I just remember watching the Baylor-Auburn game. I think it was week one, where I know that Sawyer Robertson's an experienced quarterback, but he torched those Auburn DBs. And just thinking about that matchup with Mateer and Oklahoma's weapons and their passing attack versus the Auburn DBs, like you guys said, It's kind of an easy pick. So all of us are going with OU -6.5 at home. And their schedule ramps up, guys. So we'll see what ends up happening there. Up next, guys, we got Tulane at number 13, Ole Miss. The Rebels 12.5-point favorites in Oxford for the showdown. And, you know, Bobby's got Tulane, and I'm right there with them. And just hearing Jeff Duncan talk about Coach Summerall, it really fired me up, guys. I got Tulane plus 12.5. That is a lot of points for me to work with, and I feel pretty good about the wave.
I'm going with Ole Miss. This is almost feels like a trap to me, some kind of way. And Tulane's got a good football team. But one thing I know with Lane Kiffin, he got a chance to put it on you. He does secure points. So, man, it's a lot of points. And, man, it almost seems to sucker you in to grab Tulane and the points.
Right.
But to me, I'm going to go with Kiffin and Ole Miss. And hope I'm wrong, but I do think the Rebels end up winning this, despite the fact it almost looks like a trap for them that you just played Arkansas, you play LSU next week, but man, just something in between my ears tells me Ole Miss.
I like the Green Wave's defense, Mike, but for me too, I just think the firepower from the Rebels is a little too scary for me. I think they end up, and it might be close early on, but in the end, Ole Miss pulls away. I will give the 12.5, and unfortunately think Tulane suffers their first loss of the season.
See, guys, I went against the wave last week. I will not do it again. Tulane plus 12.5, and I hope that they can pull off this upset, because if so, this Tulane team is, I think, in the driver's seat for that Group of Five playoff spot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyways, moving on to NFL Week 3. We got the Rams at the Eagles in a rematch of last year's divisional game. Philadelphia, 3.5-point favorites over Los Angeles at home. Bobby's got the Eagles, and I agree with him. I will be going with Saquon Barkley, who just seems to own the Rams every time they play. Give me the Eagles by a touchdown here.
Yeah, Philly scares me because they haven't looked exactly like the world champs right now. But 2-0 is 2-0, and I don't know. I'm going to go with Philly at home just because they are the home team in this one. Rams, though, we saw it in the playoffs. They're a scary matchup for this squad.
This is toughy for me because I think matchups and, again, styles make the fight. The Rams, for whatever reason, they seemingly match up really, really well.
Right.
So I'm going to go Philly.
It's clean sweep again, Charlie.
Clean sweep for the second time in four games here, guys. Up next, we got the Saints at the Seahawks. Seattle, you know, this has been a weird number. I've seen it at 7.5. When I last checked, it was 7. So we don't have the half point to work with here. Seattle -7 at home. Bobby obviously has the Saints. I'm going to go with the Seahawks here, guys. This very well could be a push, very similar to what we saw week 1 against Arizona.
Yeah, I'm concerned about this road trip. This is my first time this season. I'm picking against the Saints in the game. I'm worried about Seattle's D, that D-line against our O-line. Not a good matchup for me, and just what we've been seeing from, like I mentioned, with Njigba being the second-best receiver right now in the NFL. Watch out for those DBs back there. And the lack of a pass rush for the Saints. Sam Darnold can very well pick you apart like we saw Mac Jones do. I'm taking the Seahawks begrudgingly in the -7.
Yeah, I think Sam may get healthy here. I'm going to go with Seattle. I'd like to say different, but
right.
I just think Seattle's the better team, and I think at home it makes it much more difficult, but I'm going to go Seahawks.
And we don't have to deal with that dreaded half point, guys, so just the -7, you feel pretty comfortable with it just because. And another thing is, Steve, we're going to do a preview of this later on tomorrow and also on Sunday, but just the biggest kind of question about getting Darnold on the turf, because when he's kept upright and he's got a clean pocket, he's just a completely different quarterback. So, and the Saints pass rush hasn't been very impressive, especially with Chase Young also not practicing again. That scares me. Seahawks -7 is the pick for us. And Bobby's the only one sticking with the Saints there at +7. So there's that note as well. Our last game, Monday Night Football, guys. This past Monday Night Football broke my heart, as Mike Dettelier, as Steve Geller, as both of you know, the Texans. Oh, man, I was feeling good about that game. And then Baker Mayfield and all those stats and the final 2-minute drill in the fourth quarter came up. He ends up leading the Buccaneers to a victory, come from behind against the Texans. So we're doing another Monday night game that I think is going to be really, really fun this weekend, guys. The Lions at the Ravens. The Lions really had that resurge performance against the Bears this past week. I don't know how much of that is because the Bears stink, but the Ravens are 5.5-point favorites at home. Bobby's got the Ravens. I agree with him. So two teams coming off a dominant week 2 victories against kind of suspect opponents necessarily, but give me Baltimore at home -5.5 alongside with Hebert.
For me, guys, I do like the Ravens to win this game, but 5.5 might be too rich for me. In fact, it is, because I'm going to take the Lions getting that 5.5 on the road in this one. I think it's going to be a tight matchup. Ravens do come out. I'm up on top, but Detroit covers.
I'm going to go Ravens here. Derrick Henry. The Lions defensively. That's some big question marks for me there from on defense. I think they can make some plays offensively. Man, they got firepower. But you know what? I think the Ravens at home, give me Baltimore.
So,
and they cover.
Steve, you are standing alone with the Lions there. Otherwise, we have a clean sweep on the Eagles. The three of us agree with the Seahawks. Bobby's got the Saints. And then me, Mike, and Bobby have the Ravens. And Steve, you have the Lions. So those are our NFL picks. And that's our pick 6 for this week, guys. Hopefully we can get into the positive here. It's been a bad start.
Yeah, cheers, gentlemen. Hopefully our picks get a lot better as we go
along.
Can
it get worse?
We're warming up.
Can it get worse?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.